Hello? Anyone home? No? Good. Why would it be home? Football practice, 3 till 5. Which means I have 2.5 hours. Plenty of time. I can't believe I'm doing this again. Oh, calm down, girl. Oh, damn, this room is a mess. Look at this, the bed is made. Clothes all over the floor. Is that a condom wrapper? Oh, I see how it is. He'll happily fuck other bimbos, but won't give me a second look. If he could see me now. Oh, what's this? Look at this shirt. It's the same shirt he was wearing yesterday at the gym. It's so dirty. It got sweat stains in it. Smells. It smells like him. Oh yeah, that's it. I could just drown in this scent. His scent. Even the bed. Damn it, why is it all so good? God, just the thought of what I'm about to do. He's out there, running around, playing sports, working up another sweat. And I'm here in this room. On his bed. Slowly undressing myself. Fuck, I'm so wet already. Rubbing his shirt all over me. I wonder how he'd react if he ever caught me. If he knew that every time he left me alone in this house, that I would fuck myself on his bed, would it arouse him to know that he sleeps on her actually covered in my juices? Oh, would it just disgust him to find out that I've come more times than I can count in this very room. God. Oh. A sane and rational woman would just tell him now I feel. Put away my fears. Ask him out and hope he feels the same way. But where would it be the fun in all that? I know what I am. I am such a pervert. A filthy fucking freak. Oh, hello there, Mr. Pillow. We meet again. You smell so good. Just like him. You know how this goes. I'd roll over you, go right here. Between my legs. That's it. Oh, one last finishing touch. His shirt put on Mr. Pillow. There you go. If I squint hard enough, I can make it look like him. Oh, look at me, already grinding into you. Yes, go on, right there, just like that. Oh, fuck, I need it. I want to fuck you. I want it so bad. Let me fuck you. That's it. Right here. Oh god, oh god. Fuck. What are you doing at home? Oh, practice was canceled? Turn around. That's not what it looks like. Oh fuck, I am still... Oh, I know I'm naked. Stop looking at me. Please. Crap. I can't. My legs feel like jelly right now. I don't suppose that you can just leave and pretend this never happened. Right. This would be pretty hard to forget. Surprised? You caught me. Well, this is really, really fucking awkward. You were not saying anything. Are you in shock? I think I'm in shock. I would very much like my legs to work so I could run away. Please say something. Anything. Okay, then I'll start. First off, I am sorry if you had to find out this way, but yeah, I am actually your crazy, perverted friend. Is there anything you want to say about that? You don't look angry. I can't really see what that is. Okay, what? Why? Those are good questions. I guess I'll be honest. Lay myself bare. Cause I am naked and all. We've known each other for years now, and while I consider you one of my closest friends, even my best friend, I actually have had, well, the biggest crutch on you. And then you asked me to move in with you, be your roommate. Well, I jumped at that. Which turned out to be an awful idea, actually. It just let me see and hear all the women you would bring home. Women who aren't me. So since you didn't seem interested in me, I did the next best thing. Okay, so maybe it was more of the next worst thing. But yeah, I've been doing this for about a year now. Yeah, I guess it has been going on for a long time. I figured you'd catch me sooner or later, and yet I couldn't stop myself. You know, I actually thought that getting caught would make me feel, I don't know, immediately guilty or something, but honestly, I think I just experienced the greatest orgasm of my life, and I'm still riding the high from that. So, I understand if you hate me or something, I'll just collect my stuff and move out. Yeah, that'd probably be for the best. Still can't move my legs, cause I am in more shock than I thought. That or I just really like the way you're looking at me. Are you disgusted with me? Or you are aroused? Or maybe a mix of both. You did find a woman naked in your bed, masturbating yourself with your pillow. Did I mention how I can seem to run away? Your stare seems to be pinning me to this bed. If you wanted to, you could do anything to me, and I couldn't stop you. Oh, listen to me. Caught naked in your bed, and still all I can think about is how to pleasure myself. I just figured if I am already caught with my hand in the cookie jar, that I may as well bite the cookie. If I said sorry again, would you believe me? I'm sorry. Sorry I'm such a fucking pervert. Sorry that I sneak into your room each week to satisfy my needs. Sorry for violating your pillow. If it makes you feel any better, you can't violate my mouth. That's it. Punish me. I've been bad. Take that cock out and just punish me.
doing a good job for you. I have dreamed of sucking your dick for years, you know. You keep looking at me like that. Are you really that disgusted with me? Did I ruin your image of me in your head? Are you disappointed with the real me? Did I ruin your image of me? Oh, do you even see me the same girl? Maybe you don't even see me as a person anymore. Is that it? Am I just some hole to be used? Oh, are you trying to punish me? Why don't you run your hands through my hair? Like this and probably punished me. Grab my hair, force me down, let it off. Fuck my face. Calm down my throat. Use me. Give it to me. I want it all. Let me swallow it all. Oh, yes. Thank you. I am sorry. Sorry for being a dirty slut. I swallowed it all for you. Is that what you want? You're still giving me that look. I love it. If you want to kick me out, I'll understand. But maybe you liked punishing me. Maybe you'll want to do it again. You know where to find me if you do.